Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and now Android devices. With AccessNote, users can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Blind Bargains coverage of CSUN 2016 from sunny San Diego. I am here with Sam Dooley, and we're going to talk about something that I'm not very good at, which is math.
All right. Thank you, Joe. I am going to be talking about an accessible equation editor that allows sighted individuals and blind and visually impaired individuals to type math using a computer keyboard that can be read by blind and visually impaired users. So I can type into the equation editor using either a QWERTY keyboard, so I can type X equals, all right, equals fraction sign minus B plus square root B squared minus 4AC over 2a, and each time I press a key, the equation editor creates more of the math formula that goes behind the printed notation.
So we're also using Firefox, you said, with NVDA. Yes. Here.
NVDA being the screen reader that works with Firefox, and the screen reader is used to take the braille information that the equation editor produces at the same time it produces the printed math for a sighted user to see. It can produce braille dots that a blind person can read.
Awesome.
And NVDA will take those braille dots and transmit them to a braille device for somebody to be able to read tactily,
right,
as they are typing the math.
Gotcha.
So one of the ways in which the equation editor works is by, in addition to allowing somebody to type on a usual QWERTY keyboard, we can use a special device called a braille display, which a blind or visually impaired user is used to using to be able to type Braille directly into an application. Now, since there's a special Braille code for math known as Nemeth Braille, the equation editor is set up to be able to accept Braille input in Nemeth Braille from one of these refreshable Braille devices.
And so visually that would show up for a VI teacher to follow along and kind of a show your work kind of thing for the blind student.
That would be the idea, is that as the blind student types on the Braille device, the Braille input is accepted by the equation editor and has the opportunity to create the same math notation that a sighted user could read. And so a teacher could be looking over the shoulder of the blind student and read what they've typed, and then give them feedback on whether or not they're on the right solution path.
Okay, so would you be able to create modules as a teacher and the student then interact with them, or?
That would be one potential application of this software.
Okay.
Clearly, we could imagine a scenario where a sighted teacher typing inside the equation editor could have the math projected on a standard projection screen,
right,
so that sighted students could see the math, but then have a special way of transmitting the braille information to a braille display so that a blind student could see with their fingers what the teacher is typing on the screen.
So hypothetically, it could be a wireless braille display. It
for
could
example.
Grab all that. Okay.
And the idea being that a teacher could pose a question to a class and say, who could answer this question?
Right.
And a blind student would then have the same opportunity to raise their hand and answer the question and type the result into the equation editor and have the results displayed to the rest of the class just like any other student in the class.
Conversely, a blind person could show their work, whereas
exactly.
Before, well, some of us may have had a wink and a nod and maybe not done that when they were taking this kind of math. So
exactly.
What kinds of math are we looking at? I mean, we're talking about just general forms of math or higher forms of math that someone is very gifted in math, they could actually move further into advanced mathematics?
This is one of the things that we hope that this technology will enable. The interesting thing about Nemeth Braille is that it is suitable for representing math at all levels, from the most elementary formulas that you see in second or third grade math, all the way up to the type of math that appears in printed math journals published by organizations like the American Mathematical Society. So at all levels of math, there is Nemeth Braille codes that can be used to represent it. And if those codes can be represented in Nemeth Braille, then the equation editor can be configured to be able to support that math notation. And so we really are hoping that it will be a tool that someone can use throughout their mathematical career, that as they learn more math, they learn more math notations and how to express those notations in their format of choice. So for sighted users, the printed math, for Braille users, in the Nemeth Braille math.
Gotcha. Now, we saw this in Firefox today, and at the presentation you had it in Chrome as well, so it's not necessarily web browser dependent.
That is correct. There are certain web standards that are used for accessibility. Right now, we've done most of our testing using NVDA and Firefox and Chrome, which work together well. We've done less testing with JAWS and IE, but clearly what we would like to have be the case is that the technology itself is written in JavaScript and so is portable from operating system to operating system and browser to browser. The difficulty, of course, is the standard porting problem when dealing with accessible technology, in that the browser behaviors, the screen reader behaviors, the device behaviors have their own idiosyncrasies, and even though you've written your software once, you still have to port it everywhere.
Yeah, and especially since education seems to be leaning into Chromebooks, that may mean Chromebox and Chrome on a Chromebook.
Okay. Exactly. So different screen readers would be in play, different technologies. We've also looked at, for example, packagings of the Chrome browser, like JX Browser, as a delivery platform for this kind of technology, where you could imagine taking the equation editor, which typically runs in a web page, downloading it to your desktop and running it from your desktop if you don't have an internet connection.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or if you want to take your math and save it out to a file and attach it to an email and email it into your instructor and turn in your homework that way. Huh. So that's another way of potentially using this technology.
So would that save as an HTML file or
right now, the first target that we're imagining is that it would save as an XML file using what's called Content MathML, which is a portable format for representing the structure of the mathematics, independent of how it's presented to the user. So the blind user and the sighted user would both create the same markup format, which could then be shared regardless of who's reading it. We would imagine that it would be useful to have other export and import formats. It'd be useful from time to time to save out math as an image if you wanted to print it off as a PDF, for example. You lose some accessibility in going in that direction, but if you want to turn something into a sighted teacher, that might be your most convenient path, depending on your circumstances. We'd also like to be able to imagine exporting to various standard Braille formats so that the Braille itself could be viewed in different contexts by different tools, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so lots of power behind this and lots of implementation. For any VI teachers or even students out there that are interested in math, what would be a good way to keep up with this project and see how it's doing?
Well, initially, right now, we have published a version of this equation editor running inside of a web page. And so one way of keeping up with this would be to go and hit that web page and try it out. And that's a web page where we will be able to post updates to the equation editor, additional news about what's going on with it. And so checking back from time to time is one good way of keeping up with the progress that we've been able to make.
And where would they go to get to that?
That web page would be http://accessibility.pearson.com/mathx-app. MATH-APP.
Okay.
And that will get them to the web page that contains an example of the equation editor, and they can try it out.
Okay, so math
MATHEX-APP.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, cool. So there you go for those people who are very much into these things that I have a very rudimentary understanding of, seeing how I was a liberal arts major. Sam, I appreciate your time, and I really encourage everybody who is into math to come take a look at this and learn a lot more about what's going on at Pearson. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Joe, and thanks to everybody out there who is willing to show an interest in this kind of advanced technology.
For Blind Bargains here in sunny San Diego, CSUN 2016, I'm Joe Steinkamp.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.